Okay, that was just Optigan by Little Miss Echo. I'm Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. And here's Optigan. You guys want to say hi?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Hi.
How we doing?
Hello.
Hello, hello. So do you guys want to introduce yourselves and say what instrument you play?
Sure. I'm Mackenzie. I sing and play guitar in Little Miss Echo live, and then on recording, I do a lot of programming and sampling and that kind of deal.
I'm Matt. I play the drums.
And I'm Kyle. I play bass.
Excellent. And so then, Mackenzie, you'd be the right person to ask, where did you get all of your sounds? Especially like at the end of Optigan, like they're very cool.
Oh man, a lady never tells.
Oh, of course, of course, of course.
All over. I mean, some of them are, you know, iPhone apps. Some of them are, you know, old records. Some of them are, you know, samples from YouTube videos and old movies and stuff. I definitely am like always trying to find new weird found sounds to put in things. So yeah, all over the place for sure.
Nice. Yeah. I've had the treat of being able to listen to the album in its entirety, and I'm very excited for everyone else to be able to listen to it too. It flows very nicely. How long have you guys been working on it?
Some of these songs are like 5 years old. Like some of them are pretty old. So I like to say it's 5 years in the making. That is a little dramatic. like concerted effort. Optigan was actually the first one that was like, this is going to be this album. And that was like the fall of 2022. So about a year and a half, something like that. And we mostly, kind of locked ourselves in a house on the Cape and kind of banged out the majority of the recording. Matt and I and our buddy Aiden, who's also in the band, and Kyle was unfortunately not there, but
I was not.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
but you joined up later,
of course.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
I was there in spirit.
Yeah, we had a framed picture of him in front of the computer the whole time.
A shrine.
Do you guys have a favorite track on the album?
I'll let y'all answer that wisely.
Yeah, and it's okay if everyone has different answers.
Yeah.
I think, do you mean live or just in general?
Or yeah, I mean, that's two separate questions. You have one that's your...
I mean, just kind of in general, I think Hit Parade is probably mine. Mm. It's just a ton of fun to play live, and I love listening to it when it's on in the car.
Nice.
Mine's probably Space Age Friends.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's a close second for
maybe,
sure.
Maybe we'll leak that one in a little bit.
Ooh.
We'll I don't know. My favorite right now is probably 10K, but that's also because it's like the newest one, and it's a weird one, and the other ones I've heard a bajillion times, and 10K is the freshest, so that's my favorite right now.
Yeah, it's always exciting to have something a little new.
Yeah,
yeah. How are you guys feeling about getting it out into the world? I mean, between 5 and 1.5 years in the making.
It's pretty wild. I mean, all of us have had previous music projects and kind of, you know, had real life stuff kind of take precedence for a few years, and now we're trying to get back into the music thing. So it's a little wild to kind of get in that vulnerable space again when you're not like 21 and just have a massive ego and you're like, of course I'm vulnerable. I'm a genius. So it's nerve-wracking, but I'm really, really excited. And yeah, I feel like it's like a part of ourselves that I think we're all excited to kind of share with like our friends and everything. So yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, absolutely. And so on that, are there any other projects that people might know you from? Are there any other projects that you're currently involved with?
Dark Woods, I think, would probably be Matt's thing. <Aww. honestly. laughs> Just kidding.
The heck, dude.
You're going to put him on blast?
Yeah, I was in a hardcore band when I was like in my early 20s called Dark Woods, and we were bad. So, but then I was...
I liked it. I listened to the EP a lot.
That's like mostly what I played, actually. So this is like kind of new for me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to like, I don't know, expand my drumming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is a good way to do that. Plus, like, he's always challenging me with, like, beats I've never played before. So I have to, like, I don't know. It's challenging. It's fun. It's definitely more fun than hardcore.
So. Yeah.
Shout out Floods as well. That was Matt's.
Yes. Big shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Very, very good band.
Kevin, yeah. Kyle, Max, and Derek.
The boys.
The boys. Kyle and I had a band in high school called Magnolia Nelson, and then I did solo stuff under Mackenzie Keefe, my full name, and put out a few records with that, and Kyle used to play in the band for that, too. Mm-hmm. And then just a bunch of random production stuff between them. I also go by DJ Thick Lizzy, so I was DJing pretty heavily for a couple of years. Kyle's also a DJ, so.
Yeah, of course, Thick Lizzy with winter in the country. as opposed to Summer in the City. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
evil Thin Lizzy. Yeah.
So are you guys all from the Massachusetts area, Boston area?
Mm-hmm. South Shore. Yeah, they're from the same town, Braintree, yeah. Massachusetts. I'm from Avon.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. I just heard a fun fact about the word Avon. I think that it's the Celtic word for river, and that's why there's so many rivers called the Avon River. Because when the Romans came, they were like, oh, what's the name of this river? And they were like, Avon. It's a river. What do you, yeah.
I don't think there are any rivers in Avon, but there are 5 Dunkin' Donuts in a 4-square-mile radius.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's Massachusetts.
South Shore,
baby.
So yeah. A river of coffee.
Yeah. Yep. So let's see. And you guys, also very important for anyone listening who liked Optigan and is excited to hear other songs by these guys, you guys are doing your album release show this Friday. Do you guys want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's at the Lily Pad in Inman Square in Cambridge. It's a late show. Music starts at 10:30. Doors are at 10, and we're joined by the almighty Paper Lady is opening for us somehow, which is fantastic.
Paper Lady,
the best band. So we get to play after them, which is incredibly nerve wracking. But
yeah,
but yeah, come on down. It's $10. If you go on our Instagram's Echo Miss Little. And if you go on that, there's a link to the Eventbrite page if you want to guarantee a ticket, or you can just come with cash in hand on the night of, you know. But yeah, come through.
Absolutely. Although I might urge you guys to buy them ahead of time, because I heard that Paper Lady sold out their last show.
Yeah, at O'Brien's. Yeah, they're 2 drummer Grateful Dead set, which is sick. And they just played Boston Calling a couple weeks ago too. So it's an honor to get to play with them for sure.
Yeah, yeah, they're very cool. I lied when I saw it, when I said that I had never seen them live. I did catch a little bit of their set at Boston Calling because I was walking along the river and heard it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It counts. It counts.
That definitely counts.
Oh, they did a great cover of White Rabbit by
Jackson
Airplane.
I heard about that.
I haven't heard it yet, but I'm very excited about it. Awesome. Yeah. That's going to be great.
I heard it in the distance, and I was like, I recognize that melody. That's got to be... And then I got a little bit closer and I heard the vocals and I was like, oh God, yeah.
I'm jealous.
That's sick.
I hope they play it on Friday. We'll see. Yeah. If y'all are listening, please play it on Friday.
All right. So let's see. Do you guys have a favorite song off the album to play live? Or maybe do you have any other songs that aren't on the album that you've been working on?
We have some new stuff that we're working on, which I'm very excited about. We've been having these like, you know, very angelic jam sessions recently.
For sure.
We're just like blowing through like a 4-minute song in like one take and stuff, so that's been fun. But we're playing some like really old stuff, like some of my solo stuff. We're playing like one of those songs. So that'll be pretty wild to revisit live. Just always working on new music and trying stuff, making beats, making house tracks, everything.
Keeping busy.
Yeah,
love to hear it. And let's see. So I'm sorry, my brain's totally fried today. I'm gonna jump around here a little bit. What genre would you guys define yourselves as?
Oh man. Man.
Black metal.
Raw vampiric black metal. I've been saying psychedelic pop. I feel like that's a fair, but that's what the Beach Boys are called to rate your music, so I'm gonna go with that. Psychedelic pop, dream pop.
I usually say like psych rock or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't really know how to categorize it.
Mm-hmm. I usually just tell people indie.
I mean,
you know, just blanket term.
Yeah.
Something that you won't hear on the top 100 charts.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Right.
But yeah.
It's too scary for the layman.
What is this? And so you guys I think I caught you guys at your third show. How many times have you guys played together live in this project?
The Levitation Room show?
Yeah.
That was our second show.
That was your second.
Yeah.
And that's it so
that's
far.
It. That's just it. That and one other show.
All right. So Friday's going to be number 3.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been rehearsing a lot, so that's less daunting, I guess, what I think about it like that. But yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because you guys have a lot more like Spotify traction than a lot of bands that play locally regularly. How have you been getting your music out there? Have you been getting yourselves out there?
I do think that some of it is just like legitimately word of mouth, which is cool.
I think so too, yeah.
And then there's like, we've been using, I use this one website called Submit Hub that I read on some Reddit page. It's like, this is how you get your stuff out into Spotify or whatever, which I'll only read one article and then rage quit it. But but yeah, so we've gotten on like a couple playlists like that, which have definitely helped, and just, you know, getting in the algorithm and everything. But yeah, I think some legitimate, like just like local word of mouth, which is wild because, you know, we've only been publicly existing for like 3 or 4 months. So
yeah, it's very nice. Cool.
Yeah.
And it definitely helps that you have some really interesting album art. Do you want to tell us a little bit about where that came from?
Yeah, I mean, shout out Marianne Radinsky, one of the sickest local artists, a friend of mine outside of just collaborative stuff. But when I was getting the stuff together, I was like, I really want to try to curate like a very cool illustrated album cover, and I hit Marianne up, and she's like, I don't usually do like commissions, but you know, send me the tracks, I'll see if I can work it out. And then she just really dug
the
music and
the coolest record,
the
cover
sickest album cover.
Seen,
yeah, awesome. It's yeah. I mean, it's her style with you know all this other influence and stuff. You know, partly from me, partly from her, and it's just like the sickest thing. I'm so happy about it. And we got her to do another piece too. That's the single. Like the first two singles are packaged as that. So yeah, if you look it up, that's yeah, both Marianne and I think she's actually going to be selling the prints of it at the show. And I did, so it's a one time only for those prints. You can't get those prints ever again.
Ooh.
So yeah, so that'll be
good
fun
to know.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I was at the Brighton Bazaar's new storefront place. And
the Emporium,
like,
right? Yeah.
And
I've heard
like,
about
oh,
it.
Oh, I recognize that art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. And you could just find her randomly like Copley Square just like any given day too. She's just always around, you know. It's great.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any, so you mentioned the Beach Boys. Are there any other bands or albums that were particularly influential when you were making this album or trying to define your sound?
Definitely like
Broadcast.
Yeah, Broadcast. We're huge fans of Broadcast, huge fans of Stereo Lab. Yeah, exactly. I think there were definitely some of the more electronic tracks on this record. I think I was really trying to go for like an Animal Collective thing, you know, like Meriwether Post Pavilion era. But huge mixture of stuff. I mean, there's Space Age Friends is like
A country song.
Very influenced by like mid-century country.
Yeah.
A lot of like house music influence on it in weird ways. And it, like Hip Parade is like me trying to like rip off the Cure really hard. So it's like it's really it's just like everything. It's like anything like vaguely dreamy. I think I was just like more than happy to kind of throw in the pot. And it's definitely a mixed bag when you listen to the whole record. But I'd say those are the big ones for sure. But yeah, Brian Wilson is the number one, you know, always.
Top dog.
Yeah.
There was one keyboard part in one of the songs, I can't remember off the top of my head which one, but when I heard it I was like, oh man, that sounds exactly like the synths from King Gizzard's Butterfly 3000.
Ooh,
right on.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I can get back to you about which one it is.
I know, I wonder what song it was.
But there's like a riff in there, and it's like, oh yeah, whoa,
that's awesome.
Sounds just like yeah. But you guys just mentioned Hit Parade, which is your newest single. When did that one come out? That one kind of slipped by under my radar.
I think like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
something maybe
like that.
2 weeks
May
ago?
21st, it says.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's listen to that, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Sweet.
We miss it.
Alright, so that was just Hit Parade by Little Miss Echo. And, alright, yeah, so do you have anything that you want to say about that song? How'd you come up with the concept for it? What was the...
That was definitely, like, one of the last songs that we wrote for the record. I was just kind of messing around one day and came up with that riff and kind of kept moving from there. But, it was one of those things where it had, like... 10 different rhythms that I was trying to use with it, and then, you know, it's gonna be like a more kind of straightforward, like, dream pop song. And then when we were recording it, Aiden, who's like frequent collaborator and occasional live member, they basically suggested that Matt kind of go a little like funkier with the drums and really lay into it and kind of just like open up this whole different vibe coming from it. And I think definitely pulling from like The Cure and like the Stone Roses and like that kind of like late 80s dreamy indie stuff more than the shoegazy stuff maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, part of your nice variety of curated sounds. Do you guys have are there any bands that in within Boston that you're currently keeping an eye on? Any other local bands that are on your radar?
I've been waiting for this question.
Yeah, hit me with them.
Aerosmith.
Godsmack. No.
Mighty Boston.
So, funny story. We practiced at this place called the Record Co. and there was an ad on the wall for like. A band was like looking to like share practice space, and they were called Bike Thrasher.
Mm-hmm.
So I like hit them up, and I was like, "Hey, you know," it didn't end up working out because they already had a bunch of bands in there. But I listened to them, and I was like, "This is sick!" And then I went to see them, and they're like the nicest dudes ever.
Yeah,
and like they rip. They sound. Have you ever heard like Pile?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like, I've seen Bike Thrasher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Sweet.
I love. Bike Thrasher. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, Bike Thrasher, I love you.
Yeah, and they are also really nice guys.
Yeah,
they've been on my they're like at the top of my list of bands to ask to come on. And I just haven't done it yet, but I'm gonna get them in here soon.
That's great.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We're definitely Paper Lady stands for sure. Mm-hmm. And all of their side projects to Kenzo Shout stuff, Will
the,
stuff.
The Croaks.
Yeah, the Croaks are like the best band. Thank you for turning me on to them, Max. They're fantastic. So listen to that record. Now, we were, like I was saying off air, that we were in Ireland last week, and I was listening to that record a lot, and it hit so different in the Shire. It was great.
Mother country.
Yeah. But definitely, we're... Some friends of ours, like me and Capriz, are fantastic. I love Stace Brandt's music, Bella Steele's music. There's Winkler's sick. There's a really great indie scene happening here right now, and it's a tisk task. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Everybody that played Boston Calling, good stuff.
Yeah. And all the people who didn't play Boston Calling, and all the people who are going to be playing Nice.
True.
They have a great lineup this year.
Yeah. Shout out Nice Fest. Shout out Get to the Gig.
Yeah, and also as far as above ground concerts that are really cool and coming up soon, other than these guys on Friday at the Lily Pad, I think it's next Thursday, Doss and the Croaks are playing at Deep Cuts, which is going to be a great lineup. For those, I remember that because Winkler is the head guy is Justin, and right? Yeah.
I think so.
Anyway, if it's not, I'm going to cut this part of this
off
interview
the record.
Right out. Yeah. But it's a side project of his with his girlfriend. And,
oh, sweet.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I thought, because I've been messaging DOS, because they're all the clips, they don't have any recordings out yet, right? It's just like live
they
stuff.
They have like one song up on SoundCloud.
Okay. Yeah. Every clip I've heard is fantastic, and I, you know, especially them being like, we should be band friends or whatever. And I thought that the homie looked familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
yep.
local guy. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice. So much Boston lore.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, and like, it's the most incestuous music scene.
Yeah.
Like,
everybody's in seven other bands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. And that was the best way that I could describe that. speaking of musicians working with other musicians, and this can be an individual answer or as a full band, who would your dream musical collaboration be?
Ooh. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, just because she has the voice of an angel, but like Letitia Sadie from Stereolab.
Mm.
I mean...
Yeah. That would go pretty hard.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd love to work with any of the specifically Greg from Deerhoof at some point.
Oh,
and like that whole community of people like Chris Cohen and like all that's they're just endlessly inspiring to me and us. And yeah, so probably making a record with Deerhoof would be sick.
That would be crazy.
I don't have a good answer. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, you're allowed.
Maybe you'll think of one in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Just blurt it out.
Yeah. I will at the end. I'll save it for the end.
There you go.
Keep listening.
Don't touch that dial.
Stay tuned. Do you guys have any favorite fruit?
Favorite fruit?
Pineapple. Yeah, pineapple.
Nice. I like a banana.
It's just a solid, silly old apple, I think, would probably be my pick.
Do you have a favorite type of apple?
I like the green ones.
Fuji.
Okay. Okay.
Granny
you're,
Smith.
You're allowed.
A Fuji apple? No Fuji?
I don't
like
know.
A Granny Smith apple?
Yeah.
Just raw?
I like the crunch, dude.
That's crazy.
Have you guys tried the Cosmic Crisp apples?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh,
they're
I've
like
never heard of that.
The hot new designer apple from Washington State.
From Big Apple?
Yeah.
like the square apples that they sell in Japan. Have you seen those?
Yeah,
the
I
square
have.
Square watermelons and
yeah.
all that.
Yeah.
I want to try one
it
of those
goes
really
hard.
Bad.
Yeah.
It probably just tastes like an apple, but I feel like it's a cube, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they grow it in like a mold. I mean, I bet it would just change the eating experience, and also your ratio
absolutely.
Of skin to apple inside
mm-hmm.
is going to be a lot more skin. So if you're into
that's
the...
True.
If you like the skin of an apple,
mm-hmm.
having one in a cubic shape
might be better.
Yeah.
Or like eating area. Rubik's cubes.
Yeah, that's why you need the green apples and a couple orange apples.
Yeah,
and
chop them.
Yeah,
up.
Oh,
that would make a fruit salad.
Yeah,
insane.
Oh,
that sounds great.
Sounds tasty, and puzzling.
I can't even wrap my mind around it.
Yeah,
this is crazy, dude.
Okay, let's see. This is Little Miss Echo for anyone who might be tuning in. They're a really cool local band, psychedelic rock. What's a song that you guys would like to cover?
Ooh.
Oh man.
I feel like I had an answer for this and I forgot it.
I feel like it'd be like an Arthur Russell song
Ooh.
Or like something like that.
That would be nice.
Like That's Us or one of those songs would be cool.
I've been wanting to cover some like garage rock, like there's this song called Psychotic Reaction by the Dave Clark Five, and I've been wanting to cover that for a minute. It's a banger. But
nice. I want to cover Queens of the Stone Age so bad.
Ooh,
do love Queens of the Stone Age.
We were discussing if anyone ever asked us to play a Halloween cover set, we would do. And I think Radiohead and Queens of the Stone Age were the two that we would probably be the most excited about. But
mm-hmm.
yeah. Dudes Rock.
Dudes Rock. If you guys are having a Halloween show this year.
Stained.
Yeah.
And so speaking of Halloween, what Halloween costumes would you guys wear for your Halloween set? Do you have any ideas already?
If it was off-band theme, I don't know. I went as a Juggalo last year. So that was pretty intense.
Juggalo Radiohead. Yeah.
Mm.
All Juggalo Radiohead sets.
I'm kind of into that.
I'd like to dress up like Tom York in the Lotus Flower video where he's got the little bowler hat. And he's got his
like a
his
Clockwork
his
Orange
weird
guy.
Little straight hair. Yeah,
I'm
great.
Into that.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting if you all did that, like, coordinated.
Yeah. We're all Tom York.
Yeah. probably like an NPC from RuneScape. or guy. I want to be a Whiterun guard from Skyrim.
Nice, yeah.
But I'm not jacked enough yet, so we're working.
Not yet.
Yeah. Two Tom Yorks and a Whiterun guard.
Yeah. Also a couple.
Dragons.
A couple too many bits, you know, like I think too many, like they have a lot fewer pixels. Yeah. You got to figure out how to.
I thought you were saying we were doing too many bits.
No. The bits are great.
How dare
too
you?
High no more bits.
Yeah,
we're that just is, too yeah. high res. Yeah. To
yep.
those guys.
Yep. And do you have any, like, historically, what was your best Halloween costume that you ever did?
The Juggalo costume from last year.
Yeah, well, that went pretty hard. I can attest to it.
I was so when I was in Darkwoods, I was a priest.
Yeah.
That one year. One. That was pretty cool.
That's fun. Yeah.
Besides that, I don't know. Most of the time I, like, forget to put a costume together, so I just go as nothing. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty boring in that regard.
I was Jack Black in School of Rock last year, and I was pretty happy about
that.
That
was good.
That's fantastic.
When I was a kid, I did a very high concept one that I think just mostly freaked people out, where I was like, oh, I'm going to be one of the iPod silhouettes. And so I, like, wore complete. I was like, wore like total like blacked out, and I had like a ski mask on. I think I was like 12 years old or whatever, and I had like a white iPod and like the headphones just walking around. And I was getting some weird looks for sure. I don't think people understood. It was too high concept.
Yeah, that reminded me of something that I really want to tell you guys off air. So, what song? You guys mentioned a song earlier in the show. Mm-hmm.
Space Age Friends. Let's do it. Yeah. This has not come out yet. This is a world premiere.
This is the world premiere.
And you're hearing it here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Here's Space Age Friends by Little Miss Echo.
Hi, folks. I hope you can stick around and listen to a little music we're going to play for you. Sit back and relax and take off your shoes.
under my own control.
You look beautiful.
I feel like $1 million.
All right, and we are back again. That was just Space Age Friends, and you heard it first here. That's a very cool track.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Banger.
Yes. And it's going to be very exciting to hear it live on
Friday.
It's
very, very different live, for sure. We have it's a very, cheap, tricky, power pop arrangement. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
It's fun.
Not as yeehaw.
That's kind of been the fun part about this, is like we're doing like live arrangements kind of differently than we do it on the Rat Colds.
Yeah.
It's very cool hearing the difference between a live version and a recorded version. How do you approach your songs differently when you're playing them live versus for recording?
Some of it is like legitimately like a logistical thing of like this has three drum samples on it and Matt can't play it because he's not General Grievous.
I wish I could be.
If only.
So that sometimes it's like truly like physical limitations. We are a three or four piece live, and those arrangements are very jam packed. So some of it is just necessity, but we load a lot of samples out live too. So some things are really kind of closer to the record, and we'll add more energy or hold back in certain parts or whatever, try to have more control over the dynamics. And then sometimes it's just something like that where it's like, we just kind of jammed on it and was like, all right, this works. And then just kind of keep going. Cause it's like physically impossible to play it the other way.
Yeah.
Plus we have like 10 people on stage. So
yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a very fun show. I really enjoyed seeing you guys with Levitation Room at the Rockwell.
That was a good time. Yeah.
Awesome.
Sure.
Yeah. Shout out Levitation Room.
They were good.
The nicest guys, too.
I know.
They were awesome.
And I that was a very productive show for me as a hobbyist radio show host, because I went up to them afterwards and I was like, hey, the radio station's free in 2 hours. You guys want to come on for an interview? And then I also got you guys
after
for an
the
interview.
Show?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we kind of like hung out here for, I think it was my, I know that it was my longest interview. It was like 2 hours of us just talking.
And, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was a good time. It was very funny. It's up on Spotify if anyone wants to listen to
it. Oh, sweet.
It's, highly recommended with Mellow Max.
Shout out Mellow Max.
Shout out Mellow Max.
Woo. Do you guys have any good jokes?
Oh, God.
If you don't, it's okay.
No. I don't think any that are appropriate for air, at least.
That's fair.
Yeah.
My supervisor has a really good one, but it's way too long.
Mm.
But knowing him, like when he started telling it, I was like, oh God, this is going to be disgusting. But then it has like a wholesome ending. And I was
that's good.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. Always like when
I'll spare you all.
What about any good party tricks?
Party tricks.
I mean, playing music is a party. It's more than a party trick.
It wasn't my party trick, but we did. Me and Mackenzie went to a party several years ago. Not so much a trick as it was just, why do you have that? but some person at the party had a Minions tattoo, and I just got reminded of it the other day because I saw the picture for the first time in quite a few years, and that was. Mm. That was a great experience to relive.
Yeah.
So shout out that person wherever they're at with their Minion tattoo.
I'm a big fan of doing like cyber goth dancing.
Oh yeah,
it's a great bit.
I don't really know if that's a party favor, but it's great. One time, me and Kyle were doing it next to each other, and I burned in between his fingers with a cigarette
because
I was doing it so hard.
You mean like the under the bridge kind of?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Picture that, but it's us.
Neon fake dreadlocks.
Yeah.
That kind of deal.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. And like the techno Viking kind of.
Oh, yeah. Shout out the techno Viking. Oh, my God. What
power,
a video.
Sheer power.
If you guys weren't playing psychedelic pop or hardcore, what would you guys be playing? Other than, and you also do house and all that other stuff. If you weren't doing any of the genres that you're doing, what's a genre that you guys would like to explore at some point in your life?
Jazz fusion.
I was going to say, I wish I had the chops for jazz fusion.
Yeah.
It just seems like so much fun.
Yeah, that's probably up there. I wish that I was better at making. I would love to play like death metal at some point, but I don't have the chops for it at all. But I love it so much. And, yeah,
just slamming riffs, dude.
Yeah,
who knows?
Swedish melodic death metal.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And speaking of things that you would dream of doing or learning. If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any musical instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Probably like keyboard / piano. Although, I guess maybe, would you consider like a modular synth as like a separate entity? Because I feel like that's its own thing.
Yeah, no, I would agree.
Because that would be
what being I like a synth wizard.
Yeah, like plugging patch cables in all over the place. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Probably like a saxophone. Mm-hmm. My friend Dave. Well, he didn't give me his saxophone. He let me borrow it, but I still have it. And I was like learning it for a bit. I just learned Careless Whispers, and then I gave up.
That's all you need to know.
I was just playing that around the house. Yeah.
The Seether version.
Yes, the Seether version.
It'd probably be like I wish I was really good at drums. I can like get by with drums. Show you the world. I know. But I want to have like I want to have like Questlove chops. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm not hating on Questlove.
Oh,
but he doesn't have chops. He's just a solid drummer.
Wow. You heard it here, folks.
All the Questlove fans are seething.
Yeah, Questlove
right
has
now.
No chops.
You're going to find one video where he's chopping it up.
I don't want to have beef with the Roots, dude.
How are we going to play Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon now?
Having chops doesn't make you a good drummer. Okay. That's maturing as a drummer, by the way.
I think I'm getting chops and pocket confused, but
I think you are too.
Okay.
Chops is like,
yeah, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, look
like,
up gospel drummers. They have chops.
Right.
Mm.
They're crazy.
Yeah. Playing every note in a couple in between, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's about the notes they're not playing. Think about it.
Well, see, I mean, that was kind of Ringo's strength.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
Mackenzie hates it when I say it, but Ringo is my favorite Beatle.
It's a contrarian opinion, but I respect it.
Octopus's Garden is the best Beatles song.
That's the worst song.
No, it's the best Beatles song.
Oh, do you guys have a favorite Beatles album?
Octopus's Garden.
Exactly. I don't understand. I don't understand what the problem is. you're proving my point.
I think I'm probably a White Album person. Mm-hmm.
Revolver.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't have a record. It's just Octopus's Garden
for
me.
Yeah.
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 You're just like saying that.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Let's see. I let you guys take a look at the questions. Are there any that I haven't asked that stood out that you want asked?
I like the tree one, but I don't have an answer to it.
Well, what tree would you guys
be? Oh, mine's a redwood.
Solid.
Yeah. We were in Ireland and there was this there's a castle in Ireland, and on the grounds, I guess, is the largest redwood conservation thing. I don't know what you call it, but outside of California.
Mm.
So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
And I like redwoods. They're pretty tall.
I'm kind of surprised that they would grow in Ireland.
I was, too. They had a lot of stuff that I didn't realize they were going to have.
Hmm.
It was cool.
Yeah. Nice.
So redwood tree for me.
I might butcher the name of this, but there's one in my childhood home backyard. It's called a spring magnolia.
Mm.
And it only blooms for like 2 weeks out of the year. Similar to me.
So, you got two good weeks.
Are those 2 weeks together or distributed?
Kind of distributed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know, if you're really blooming for 2 weeks a year, that's not bad.
That's a pretty long bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be a Granny Smith apple tree. Cool.
Not to burst your bubble, but one of my other things on here is fun facts. Did you know that it's really hard to breed apples and breed apple trees?
Really?
Yeah. So every single Granny Smith that you've ever had is actually a clone from some original Granny Smith apple tree. Whoa. And then they graft them onto random apple trees that don't taste good. Yeah. So if you take like a seed from a Granny Smith apple and plant it, it's not going to taste like Granny Smith.
That's wild.
It's going to be like a crab apple kind of thing, and it'll taste bad.
What?
Unless you get really lucky and you find a nice variety.
Hmm.
And then they just graft on branches.
That's like some like Cronenberg stuff. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's some like weird body horror.
Yep, and that's why different types of apples are also so well defined, because they're all identical.
There you go.
There you go.
Mm. Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the star that shoots across the morning now.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna give me an existential like. I'm gonna break down later.
Nothing I know is real.
Well, that leads into two other fun facts. That's why the Cosmic Crisp apples are so cool, because they like spent a long time trying to like get these specific traits for the apple, and it's really hard to breed apples.
Interesting.
And then the other fun fact is that people go hunting for like abandoned apple orchards to try and find old cultivars of apple that have fallen out of, you know, the
modern variety.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kind of that heritage apples.
Heirloom apples.
Yeah.
Apple lore.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Anywho, back to you guys, back to music.
Yeah, get back to us.
So you guys have played two gigs. Which one was your favorite? You don't have to pick. You've only played two.
That's Levitation Room.
Levitation Room, yeah.
Yeah. Our first gig was awesome, and it was, you know, with friend bands and everything. It was very, very, like, DIY. It was in a, you know, burrito restaurant.
Shout out No Problemo.
Shout out No Problemo,
Bedford.
Yeah. But the Levitation Room was great. It was, you know, anytime that I have monitors, it's just the best, you know, and the vibe was so good that night. And, you know, a lot of the people that were there for them were very nice to us.
Yeah,
and
everybody at the venue was super nice.
Oh,
Levitation
yeah.
Room
yeah.
was
yeah.
awesome.
The Rockwell's so sick.
They're awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Shout out Brian, the sound tech.
Yeah.
Brian was the man. Yeah.
Brian, he's also in Paper Lady, right? One of the people who works there is in Paper Lady.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I didn't recognize anybody that night, but that's cool, though.
Or he plays with Will Solo.
Huh. Well, Kenzo actually, like, works
at the record
the desk at, like, our practice space sometimes.
Oh, solid.
So, yeah, very, very small world.
Yeah. Yes, it certainly isn't. Yeah, I was at Club Passim, and I ran into one of the members of Winkler, and I was like, oh,
yeah, they're everywhere.
There. Yeah, they are. Yep. Let's see. What else have I got on here? Do you guys have any favorite words?
Oh, yeah.
Prestidigitation.
Oh, can you say that again?
Prestidigitation.
Oh, what does that mean?
I'm pretty sure it's like when you... It's a spell. Okay, so it's like a spell in D&D, and you can like make something appear.
Gotcha.
Just out of thin air.
Yeah, at your fingertips.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
what?
Prestidigitation. I'm not doing that.
I don't know.
I like the word monolith.
Monolith.
Ooh,
is good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It goes so hard.
It's kind of like a chunky word.
It's a chunky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine's fuselage.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh.
And also innocuous.
Innocuous
is great.
That's a great one.
Fuselage makes me think of that the Andes crash, like the rugby team. Their third day in the fuselage the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a dark word, and it scares me.
Yeah. Cool. If you guys had to pick one word to describe Little Miss Echo,
ooh,
what would it be?
Diarrhea.
And you can't say Little Miss or...
Do you say diarrhea?
I don't co-sign that. I don't agree with that. I think we're better than that.
Yeah, not that.
Well, it flows and the music's hot, so...
Great point.
Like,
you know what?
Feet.
I'm back.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly, Max.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say, like, organic. I don't know. Because I don't think we put a lot of, like, boundaries on ourselves, really. I think it's just, like, what we all like a ton of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we, you know, we're, like, you know, three best friends. And we kind of, you know, it just kind of comes out from there, you know, much like what Matt said. So, I don't know. But, yeah, I'd say organic.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, free or just varied. Those bad words, but especially when I came out with prestidigitation, so my vocabulary is
smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord, yeah.
Yes.
Which I had in Copenhagen. It's very good.
Wow. Nice. Was there any other food on your Europe trip that really stood out?
Guy's got opinions.
We had the best Indian food when we were in Dublin.
So good.
It was crazy. I got Tikka Masala. I did the basic thing, but it was
Diwali.
Diwali was the name of the restaurant. If anybody's ever in Dublin or anybody in Dublin listening, shout out to Diwali.
Chicken Jalfrezi, which I didn't even know what it was. I just saw that there was a lot of spices, so I said, "Let me get that," and it was the best thing I've ever eaten.
I had a bite; it was really good. I can attest to that. Curry sauce. We should have more of in America. It's a shame that we don't have curry sauce everywhere. I mean, we have curry.
There's something about it over there that's just different.
It's like gelatinous. Yeah, it's thick. It's right on the level of being like disgusting, but it's so good.
It's almost gravy consistency, but
right, exactly.
Just so good.
I've never had curry sauce in Ireland, but I did go to the Druid, and they have good curry sauce, which is right next to Lily Pad.
Well, I guess I know where we're going on Friday night. Yep. Wow.
Yeah, it was so good that I have a stain from it on my pants.
There you go.
Hey. Yeah, and it really did not come out.
No,
that's, so you know whatever they put in there it's impressive
it
stuff.
Stays with you.
Brown as the night.
Like yellow, and it was really interesting too because when I put the stain remover on it, it turned red.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, oh. So it was able to remove something in there, but not all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's one white shirt I don't need to wear anymore. What movie would you want to make the soundtrack for? Either an existing movie or one that you like just think would be the right movie for your sound?
Wong Kar Wai. Literally any Wong Kar Wai movie I would do in a heartbeat.
It would probably be like, I don't know, Harold and Maude's my favorite movie. So like that kind of like 70s like slightly dark comedy like coming of age thing, like I think I could knock out of the park, you know.
I'm not like a big movie person, but I really like war movies for some reason. So probably All Quiet on the Western Front.
Jeez.
Oh god.
Like Wong Kar Wai, this Chungking Express, a very poetic movie.
Yeah, we're going whimsical over here, and you're like.
Although I don't know, there can be some kind of whimsy in like a war movie, I guess.
That's true. Yeah, Wes Anderson war movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that
just
yeah.
The soundtrack.
I think it's like Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Wow, I really like that imagery of a Wes Anderson war movie.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Wes Anderson, hit us up if you're listening to
this. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be wild. Hit me up. Let me know. Be very surprised. And with that, I think that's a great place to pretty much wrap things up. Do you have any final words of wisdom to share?
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Do it, you know, do it yourself. Don't pay people to do stuff you can do yourself. You know, that's why we have our wonderful album that's coming out this Friday on all streaming services. And we booked our own release show and everything, and we didn't pay anybody to do it. I'm losing money doing it, so that's how you do it. You know?
And it's going to be at Lily Pad, so be there.
Absolutely.
Be there. Help us out.
Little Miss Echo or Echo Little Miss.
Echo Little Miss on Instagram.
Yeah. Echo Miss Little.
Oh, sorry.
Because Little Miss Echo is an adorable dog on Instagram, so I had to switch it up, unfortunately. But
yeah, Mellow Max is also an adorable dog on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Dog brothers.
United.
Yeah. But they haven't posted in like 8 years.
Little Miss Echo hasn't either. I just get rid of your account. Give it to me.
Yeah. I did send them a DM and I was like, hey, I hope your dog's okay. I hope you're okay. If you're not using this account, I would love it. Oh, well. All right. So let's listen to one more track of yours. Is there, what would you like to share?
You guys want to pick one?
Oh, my Adam Selling.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Which one?
My Adam Selling.
All right.
Another world premiere.
Adam Selling.
Oh, yeah. Unreleased.
Woohoo. All right.
But
thank you guys
Friday.
So much for coming in.
Thank you.
This has been great.
Awesome. Yeah, my pleasure. Excited to see you guys Friday.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
Thanks, Max.
My pleasure. Here's My Adam Selling. That was just My Adam Selling by Little Miss Echo. Again, you can check out their new album this Friday, and you can see them live at Lilypad. And here is a PSA. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. I'm Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended. I'll be back next Wednesday with a really cool interview. Jacob, I'm not going to be able to think of it before the end of my show, but it's going to be really cool. Jacob Ewout Schwartz. Really cool electronic music, local. It's going to be great. And now it's time for On the Town with Mikey D.